I actually had the nerve to get paid to do a speaking gig, and then I'm recording a podcast on the side while everybody's watching. Okay? Welcome to the wonderful world of podcast development.
You are listening to the Podcast Report with Paul Colligan. Here's Paul.
This is going to be a shorter episode. You'll see why in a second. I just got back from Vegas. Yeah, it was Allison Maslin's Business Blast Off event. For those of you who are listening to the Podcast Report for the first time, welcome. The segment that you heard will be just a little bit later. The way this show is made is we do a little introduction, we do a tip of the day, and then we do the content. So don't worry, that's coming. The link to the show notes can be found at thepodcastreport.com/138. Allison Maslin is client, is friend, is female business juggernaut, and I was able to speak at her Business Blast Off event this weekend about podcasting. And what's neat is it wasn't a podcasting conference. It wasn't a internet marketing conference. It wasn't the traditional kinds of conferences I speak at. It was an event where everybody who goes puts together their business blueprint for the year ahead. And the idea of speaking about podcasting to an audience that was putting their business year ahead was really, really exciting. Now, what I did was on stage during my presentation, I had about 50 minutes. I had it right before the big reception, so that was interesting. I did a presentation on podcasting, and in the middle of the presentation, I took my iRig iMic HD and my iPhone, and I recorded the segment that you are about to hear. Now, is this segment going to change your life? No. The three points of the segment are important, and they're all about business podcasting, but this matters because podcasting production is easy. Yes, I'm here at home in the studio with the expensive microphone, but the audio, the content that you're going to hear was in an expensive microphone recorded in Vegas with my throat raspy from the smoke machines, you know, and all those types of things. Production of a podcast is easy. What you do with the podcast is the hard part. Making podcasting part of your bigger business strategy is how all of this works together. Now, again, the presentation content, nothing that will change your life, although I think it's pretty good content, but it's how it all comes together. Now, at the end of the presentation, I had everyone in the room text Allison, her name, A-L-L-I-S-O-N. I had them text it to 503-966-8066. I will put all of this in the show notes at thepodcastreport.com/138. And what we did was we offered everyone in the room a giveaway for subscribing to Allison. And it was by no means the best orchestrated thing I ever did. It was something showing off another one of the clients there, another one of the sponsors there. We'll actually be talking about that sponsor in a future episode. And the one thing I did that I'm a little embarrassed to, and I hope Allison isn't listening here, is I didn't track the results of it immediately. I did look the next morning. And what was pretty fantastic was just by telling one room to subscribe to Allison all at the same time. And again, text Allison to 503-966-8066 to see how I did it. Getting them to do that put Allison in line with somebody pretty exciting, somebody pretty cool. I'm not going to tell you who, but if you head out to thepodcastreport.com/138, you'll see an image of who she was put before in business podcasting. And that was really, really cool. Now, before we get to the tip of the day, I do have to tell you a funny story because this is the way these things go. These are the way these events are. This was a high-profile event. They had industry speakers such as myself. They also had a more traditional keynotes. Johnny from Johnny Cupcakes was there. And Rudy, that Rudy, yes, the Notre Dame Rudy was there. And when I was introduced to him, because I was kind of thinking about the presentation, they introduced me, hey, this is Rudy. This is Notre Dame's finest. And instead of putting two and two together like a smart person would have done, I looked at Rudy in the eye and I said, how many of you are named Rudy? It was an attempt at a joke. It didn't work that well. I don't know if Rudy caught that. I didn't realize who he was. We made friends after dinner. And who knows, might have him on the show in a future day. Rudy, that Rudy, listens to podcasts. He's a big fan. How it works in the industry might be something he explores later. But it was a great event. Allison, thanks for having me. Mike, who had the big dinner Friday night, thank you for putting that together. For everybody I met there, we're at a fantastic place. Thank you for making me part of your story. We'll go from there to the tip of the day. your podcast might not end as a podcast. It could become a CD. It could become an audiobook. It could become something that needs better fidelity than that final project you made when you made your podcast. Keep your project archives. Keep a copy of everything that's been done. Put it someplace intelligent. Catalog it. Maybe even store it off-site. But don't just keep the final product. Keep the archive. Keep the project. You'll be in a better place. And trust me, you'll be thanking me one day.
Hey, everybody. I'm at the big Allison Maslin event. Allison Maslin event attendees, make some noise. Okay, today on the show, we're going to chat about three massive benefits for podcasting, especially in your whole business space. Everybody in this room is dealing with a business blueprint right now. They are figuring out how it all fits together. Not this hack, this hack, this hack, but how it all fits together, which is fantastic. If you want to learn more about what Allison's doing, you want to learn more about this event, you can visit thepodcastreport.com/138. Links, more information about Allison, that kind of thing will be done there. Now, three massive things in the podcasting space that I absolutely love. Number one, access to you without access to you. Yeah. Who's asked the same question over and over and over again? What if you could get that question, put it online once, and now people can access it whenever the heck they want? We'll be chatting about that. Number two, leveraging the biggest names. Saying I have a podcast, who cares? But saying I have a podcast and you can go to Google or Amazon or Apple or TuneIn, or if you got a Tesla, you can do it on that as well. Suddenly that leverage of the big names becomes tremendous. So access to you without access to you, but the guilt by association of some of the coolest technologies in the world bringing that information to you. Then finally, it's crazy fast product development. I actually had the nerve to get paid to do a speaking gig, and then I'm recording a podcast on the side while everybody's watching. Okay, welcome to the wonderful world of podcast development. This is a product. You might be reading this transcript in one of my books. This might be the CD. This might be the audiobook. I don't know how you're consuming this, but I'm making a product. I'm doing it crazy fast. Three of my favorite things in the business podcasting space: access to you without access to you, leverage of the biggest names, Apple, Amazon, Google, Medium. We didn't even chat about that. You'll have to visit thepodcastreport.com/138 to get an example of that. And then finally, it is crazy fast product development. Thank you for listening to this special episode of the Podcast Report, thepodcastreport.com/138.
So again, as you can see, podcasting's easy. I did it on stage with nothing but my iPhone and a microphone that cost me under $100. And honestly, there's probably better options out there. That just happened to be the one that was on Amazon the day that I ordered the simple mic to take with me, you know, for under $100. Podcasting is easy. The focus is not the tech. The focus is the content. And yes, there were those three elements, and those three elements are important. Access to you without access to you is huge. This podcast has been downloaded, I haven't done the math on this, but tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of times, more than I've been able to chat with people individually about podcasting. And they've gotten the training, they've got the information, they've gotten the know-how, they've gotten access to me in a way that is scalable, in a way that is cool. You should think about that. You should do that in podcasting. Podcasting is also leveraging the biggest names. Yes, this show you might be listening on Amazon's Alexa. I don't say her name because she's in the room and she'd talk back. You might be listening on any device out there. I leverage those names. I can bring up TuneIn, and I did during that event. I could bring up iHeartRadio, and I did during that event. I could bring up Spotify, and I did during that event. Leveraging the biggest names to get your message out so that people have access to you without having access to you is pretty huge. And then last but not least, it is crazy fast product development. And yes, I spoke to audiobooks and print books and transcripts and all those things. But remember, I actually created a podcast while I presented from stage at a paid speaking gig. Podcast is easy. Podcasting is easy. It's what you do with it that is hard. And this is what we chat about on the Podcast Report. Please subscribe to the Podcast Report. Love to have you in future episodes. This is a short one. The next one, definitely going to be longer. Chat with you then. Bye. We love the social interaction here at the Podcast Report. Thepodcastreport.com/Facebook, thepodcastreport.com/Twitter, thepodcastreport.com/insert social platform of your choice. We'd love to hear from you. Love to give you the chance to interact with other listeners of the show. Another thing we'd love to have you do is simply subscribe to the show. If you know what that means, great. Head out to the podcatcher of your choice and subscribe to the show. If you don't know what that means, basically all the big programs, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, all of these platforms give you the ability to subscribe to the show, like you'd subscribe to a magazine or a newspaper. And then the minute a new episode comes out, it comes to you automatically. It comes to you without worries about spam or that type of thing. You don't have to visit the website. You don't have to go out to these platforms and see if there's something new. It comes to you automatically. Do that by subscribing. ThePodcastReport.com/iTunes, ThePodcastReport.com/TuneIn, ThePodcastReport.com/Stitcher. You get the idea. Finally, last but not least, we do have an email address. It's ThePodcastReport@Outlook.com. We'd love to hear from you. Chat with you next week. Bye.